Viewer discretion is advised.
Time? Is it really that time again?
How about new, you crazy Dutch bastard?
Chocolate!
We're gonna skate to one song only.
Killing spree!
Welcome in to the FC Newscast, Episode 4. I am your co-host, as always, Toast78901. And in case you're wondering where my other co-host is, Max Dogge, he will be joining us later on in the show. He's actually busy doing some stuff right now, and considering the time at which I'm recording this, I believe he's probably sleeping after watching the finale of Breaking Bad. But yeah, to go ahead and get us going right into our first segment where we're going to talk about FC News and Battle Knights, of course. In case you missed it last night, the 29th of September, we ended up playing on two maps, as always, Sanctuary and Shatter. Blue ended up assaulting Sanctuary and winning 17 games to 8. They pretty much dominated. I remember being there, you know, as the Battle Knight was going on, and I had a couple really, really close games. I had a game of Occupation where we lost by all of 11 seconds in the hill, something like that. Pretty much from what I saw, most of the games were pretty damn close, pretty damn good. The map itself was, of course, fun as always. So yeah, the second map was Shatter, which of course is an 8v8 DLC map. So due to the DLC, we ended up dropping the number of games that needed to be played. Only a total of 8 games were played. And unfortunately, due to the issues, we ended up only getting 3 teams from each side coming out at first, totaling to about 24 people showing up that were able to play on the DLC. And even then, 2 of those teams ended up leaving before the thing was over. So, a little bittersweet. I mean, you know, take it as it is. Let me pull up the stat book for you guys real quick. And while it loads, I'll go ahead and put in a filler. I don't know. I'm still coming off of being a little sick. I've been sick for about a week and a half now. If I sound weird, that's why. So yeah, go ahead and taking a look at it. The top units this Battle Knight were Second Nature at number 1 with 4 wins and 1 loss. 4 wins, 3 losses, and 2 ties for the number 2 spot by Blue Mix. Amazingly enough, it was a mixed team that secured number 2, followed by Legacy with 4 wins, 4 losses, and 1 tie. Sedulous ended up taking the second red spot with 4 wins, 6 losses, and 1 tie, and VBD, Beyond Belief, and Blackguard all went 3-0. They ended up not having the second highest ratios. I don't know why this isn't sorted by ratio, actually, because VBD, Beyond Belief, and Blackguard all would have 100%, followed by Second Nature, and then Osiris and Red Mix, and then Blue Mix and Legacy, and then capping it out with Sedulous, Red Watch, and then Legion of Dawn. Yeah, that's weird. I don't know why it's sorted that way. I believe Jam is doing this now. Jam, you need to step up your game, son. Shatter, of course, like I said, was an 8v8, it was DLC, we lost a lot of people. Interestingly enough, there were 2 ties, one in a game of Ricochet versus VBD and Legacy that apparently came down to the wire at the last second from what I heard. And then also Dynasty, which was, the Blue Mix that ended up naming themselves in retaliation to Legacy, ended up tying Sedulous for, 1-1 on Liberation. So yeah, guys, pretty interesting stuff. In terms of the war map, though, you guys are going, what? Toast is bringing up the war map? Hell yeah, I am. That's what this whole thing is about. We've got some interesting stuff, considering everything that's happened recently. I should also mention before I go into that, Blue also won both auxiliary battles. Which, to be honest, is pretty meh. I mean, as a blue member, I'm happy, but it's pretty amazing. Taking a look at the updated war map, now blue controls two full sectors, top mid and bottom mid, and controls three of the maps in the mid, in the middle mid center. The only one left being Skyline. So if I had to make my predictions, and of course people are going to go, is he going to give away blue secrets because he's in HighCom? No, this is just looking at it. Skyline's an obvious thing that, I mean, if I was blue, which I am, and if I was making decisions, which I'm actually not, would be something to take on. I mean, come on now. It's just kind of like sitting there. You'd want full sector control. And then in terms of moving out, really, it could go either way. Cold storage and deuterium. Well, deuterium nobody really likes. It's kind of a meh map. I haven't played it in a while. And then cold storage, I have never played on, so I think attacking those would be a bit of a gamble. And seeing Blue's recent strong suit with 4v4s, I'd assume that they'd attack either Haven or Pitfall. In terms of what Red would do, well, they could, at least from my rudimentary understanding of this, not really paying attention, they have a minefield blocking their passage from Haven to Wreckage, so they're not going to go that way at all. They could either attack Vertigo, or Daybreak has fucking 15, what do you call it, brigades there. Jesus Christ, Jam. Possibly Terminus. Shatter's there, but I mean, we just had that map. I don't know if they'd attack it again. Especially considering that Red was able to, you know, go into a game on Shatter where they attacked us, and even with DLC numbers fucking everything up where they weren't able to secure it this week. I don't believe that Red would even attempt to try and take Guardian, knowing that that is going to be a blue strong suit, considering that it's a 4v4. So, I mean, Red's kind of doesn't have many options. I'm looking at, personally, from my perspective, either either Vertigo or Daybreak. But again, like I said, I'm half asleep right now, not feeling well, and not paying too much attention to all of this, nor am I looking at purchases or anything like that. It's just kind of off the cuff. In layman's terms, which I think is what most people care about, I don't think everyone wants an uber in-depth, like, you know, breakdown of everything. In terms of other FC news, I'm going to go ahead and turn to the forum real quick and think if there is anything. Of course, there's me. I'm always interesting. The FCRP is still, of course, going. Anybody can go ahead and tune into that. In terms of open conversation, there was a thread that was actually posted recently that was discussing the possibility of a real-life lightsaber and then saying science, bitches. Essentially, I was more interested with the scientific implications of this than with the implications that we could build a lightsaber. Or I should say, I wasn't impressed by the implications, I was more impressed by the principle. Essentially, for those of you guys who don't know, light is very, very interesting, and to sum it up, it comes in these little things called photons, that act as particles. I could get very technical, but I won't. And essentially, normally, if you try to get two photons to interact with one another, they pass right through each other, they want nothing to do with each other. Well, by introducing these photons to a very, very cooled gas, they were able to get these photons to accumulate together, stick together, and form photonic molecules. Which, if you guys are wondering what is the implication of this, we're talking fucking the possibility of lightsabers and hard light. Oh, man. Of course, it won't be perfected for years to come, but we're getting there. In terms of some other stuff, of course, there's more gaming news, which you guys are going to hear about in the second one, or in the second section of this. And I think what I'll do now is go ahead and give you guys a quick little update on what's going on with the podcast and the newscast. In case you guys didn't know, we are running that contest, which of course I'll hit in the end of the show. And we haven't gotten many entries for it. We also haven't gotten very many pieces of listener mail. I haven't seen someone donate an FC Salvation Army code in, I don't know, I want to say 4 or 5 months now. Essentially, the podcast and newscast section, from what I can see, guys, is pretty dead. Last week, a piece of news, in case you missed it, we actually got hacked by a guy from a group of Indonesian hackers that essentially went on and changed just one of the Rec 3 skins. It was no biggie. The message was pretty funny. It was talking to admin, and the English was so horrible. It was kind of like, are you having problem English? It was so bad. And so that kind of slowed things to begin with. Attack plans were delayed and a bunch of other stuff. It ended up delaying me posting the newscast, and I didn't get it up till Wednesday for you guys. But the disturbing fact is, considering that two of the listens for that newscast were tests, we're clocking it at only about 14 listens a week. We're at less than 20. And again, this could just be due to that. I know the week before that had quite a few many more. So we're going to see after this week what the status is. And essentially, I might have to, I don't know, come up with some new solution for you guys. It seems like, to me at least, you're not sending in listener mail. You're not getting involved. Nobody. I'm trying to hand out free monies to you, for fuck's sake, and no one's taking it. Except for Jumanji, which, if he runs unopposed, we'll get it. And we're not getting many listens. I'm worried, guys. Definitely send me a piece of listener mail, or even just hit me up on Skype if you really just want to say something, or even in the comments to this. I want to know what you guys think about the show, and whether or not we should keep doing it. A little anecdote here. I was talking to X-Eagle-1 the other night, because him and I are like brosos and have this weird love affair. And I was editing the newscast. It was, I believe, the second episode, while him and I were talking. And he ended up pointing out how much time I actually put into editing this, planning this, putting it together. And it's gotten much quicker. I don't put as much time as I used to into it. And that's just because I've gotten things down to a science where I can edit these out real quick. real quick by editing standards, which means just a couple hours. But essentially, guys, I'm a college student. Hopefully after this week, Toe's personal news, I'm waiting for a call back on Tuesday, so the day after this, as will let me know whether or not I got this job that I really wanted, which will secure everything I need to. Anyway, Toe's personal life done. You know, I do put quite a bit of effort into FC already, and this is, you know, just another thing that I try to do for all you guys. And I am a little worried that my work is kind of going to waste. I remember for a while there was a drop in activity with the podcast with listeners, back when I was hosting it with Gunny. And, you know, I was asking him whether or not we should keep doing it. And he said, of course we should. You know, if we have listeners, we should. And my response was then the same as it is now. If listeners ever get below the amount of people that I can have in a Halo or an Xbox Live party, I'll say, fuck it, stop recording it. And if you guys want to hear me, just bitch. You can just join a party with me whenever I'm on, and fuck it, we'll do it live. You can even get live feedback then. So yeah, guys, I mean, the benefit of doing these things recorded and posting them for you is the benefit of being able to touch and reach multiple listeners at once. And right now, with the Halo community dropping, the FC community dropping, and, you know, in tandem, the podcast audience dropping, I'm getting a little concerned, guys. So do whatever you can, whether it's a comment in here or a piece of listener mail, or just let me know that you're out there. Let me know that you're listening. Let me know that this is worthwhile, because if it's not, and if you guys are feeling it's a little obsolete, well, I guess I'll axe it, at least for now. There would always be the possibility of me picking it back up whenever the community was good and ready for it again. But in the meantime, I am a little concerned that the podcast isn't something that is wanted or needed. So yeah, I didn't mean to go ahead and be a downer. I guess that was a little depressing, but definitely let me know, guys. So I can, you know, do whatever the community wants, so to speak. This is for your guys' benefit. This is for your guys' pleasure. I've always said that I want the community to be as intertwined in my work is with them. And so it's up to you guys. You are the keeper of the keys, so to speak. In terms of other FC news, other podcast news, there isn't really much. Yeah. So I think what I'll go ahead and do, unless as I scroll through I can find something new, I'm going to go ahead and shoot you guys over to a break real quick, and when we come back in, we're going to have Max Doggy, of course, and we're going to discuss some gaming news, give you a quick little lecture as to why you should send in things to win monies. And other than that, guys, that'll pretty much be it, especially for this segment. So definitely stay tuned, don't change that dial, and always remember that every piece of interaction you give back to me keeps this thing going. I'll leave it at that. So stay tuned, guys. Newscast. You guys have already heard the FC News segment, of course, and the Battle Night results. Hell of a Battle Night, wasn't it, Max?
It was indeed.
Now, of course, is the time to go straight into our gaming news segment, and Max has pulled up some rather large topics to start this off with.
Well, yeah, because as their neighborhood facts donkey, I have all the facts. So, jump in with some big topics, and we're going to start off with some Bungie news. Bungie has recently posted what they're calling their last mail sack, which, if you didn't know, the mail sack is where they talked, they had community members ask them questions, and they responded to them in mainly sarcastic manners. Well, they've just announced that this is the last mail sack that came out last Friday, and that the weekly What's Update is coming back, which means that, by my approximations, we have about 6 months until Destiny comes out.
How do you approximate this, Max?
Well, I don't know, feeling like from experience in the past, like Bungie would always like start up their weekly What's Updates, like around, it just felt like always around like 6 months before their game was released. Like recently they just finally nailed down the date for when Destiny is going to release. So with the weekly update coming back, it means that I just think it's like probably about 6 months, give or take one or two, probably on the plus end, until Destiny comes out. So,
all right, guys, you heard it here. If by the time you're listening to this, it's going to be we're looking at September 30th. If Bungie does not come out on the midnight of March 30th, blame Max.
Well, that actually makes sense because that is the end of the quarter and the fiscal year for most companies. So, yeah. I don't know.
That's why I'm calling it, bro.
It could be. But then again, if I recall, Activision CEO said that they shouldn't expect any profits from Destiny. I don't know if he said in this year, meaning calendar year or fiscal year. I don't recall, but that would be a big hint on when Destiny's coming out. So for once, I don't remember things, and I could just be talking completely out of my regret.
No one wants to see Destiny anyway.
Go away.
No one wants to play Destiny. Not this guy.
Okay. Well, you should probably quit like Joseph Staten did. Joseph Staten quit Bungie this past week after 15 years with the studio. Now, do you see this as a bad thing, a good thing for the company, for the game? Do you think Joseph Staten is amazing? Do you think that he ruined Halo in some aspects? What do you think?
I wouldn't say that he ruined Halo. I think that's going a little too far. Then I'd rather not feed the trolls everywhere else on the internet. I see it as one of those things. I don't really see it as bad. I see it as just Bungie opening another chapter, so to speak.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, he's been with them for 15 years.
Oh. And apparently he's like starting off on personal projects or whatever, but that's like what everyone else says when they leave a company for some reason or another. So do you think Activision has anything to do with this at all?
Ooh, interesting. That actually is... It's a possibility. I don't know if we'd ever know the story until maybe like 6 years from now, but...
Well, you know, they did do that with Jason West and Vince Zampella of Infinity Ward, but that was under a different contract scenario.
Yeah. I think it's possible.
I'm not saying Activision is an evil company or anything, but Activision is an evil company.
Hey. Hold up now. They made all the Tony Hawk games. Let's not forget that.
Okay, well, they made three good ones, and then they just copied and pasted. And they're like, oh, we can do that with Call of Duty, too. That worked well.
Hey. Watch out now. Just saying. Tony Hawk's Underground, one of the best games ever made.
Yeah, after, like, five that were just the same thing, just reskinned.
Well, yeah, after one, two, and then American Wasteland, all three of those were great. And then after that, it was like, what are you doing? Stop.
This is why we can't have nice things. But also, the Bungie podcast is back, and it's kind of awkward. It's 1 hour long, and it's just awkward because all those people there that haven't done podcasts with Bungie before, and it's just awkward. But they talk a lot about weapons and how weapons are made, the design process. So if you're interested in that, you can go ahead and check it out in the links that will hopefully be posted below.
You should totally, instead of wasting your time checking out Bungie's podcast, you should just listen to ours instead of. Ours is much more important.
It is much more important indeed. Speaking of important things, the Battlefield 4 multiplayer beta is coming out this Tuesday, the 1st of October, and there's a ton of new details that have come out about it. Battlefield 4's multiplayer modes, their maps, suggested player counts, all of that has been released. So, I'm going to give you a quick rundown of the game types. And then afterwards, Toast is going to tell you about the maps that they've announced. Roger, Dodger. Alright, so in the Battlefield 4 beta, which comes out on October 1st, and lasts until the 15th of October, if you don't have Premium or any of the other things, the open beta starts the 4th. Just for your information. But Conquest and Domination will be the two game types featured in the Battlefield 4 beta. The map for the BF4 beta is Siege of Shanghai, which was the map that has the giant skyscraper falling into the ocean that we all saw in the original multiplayer reveal. Also, the player counts that are suggested by DICE, which could be limits, we don't know yet, but it just says they're, quote, designed for. Conquest is designed for 24 players on Xbox 360 and PS3, and for 64 players on next-gen and PC. And the commander mode is optional in that mode, which means some servers may have it, some servers may not. Then Domination was designed for 20 players on all platforms, which is a faster-paced version of Conquest, and no commander mode in that at all. And there's Obliteration, which is that new bomb game type that we saw on Paracel Storm, excuse me. And that's designed for 24 players on Xbox 360 and PS3, and for 32 players on next-gen PC. And Commander is also optional for that mode. Then there's Defuse, which is also another new game type. It's designed for 5-on-5 play on all platforms. There's no Commander mode. A quick little description about it is each player is given a single life per round, every shot fired having the potential to drastically change the outcome of the match. Teams can win by eliminating the enemy squad, or by arming and detonating a military objective that they own, which is similar to the MCOM stations in Rush mode. Then they have Team Deathmatch, which is 20 players across all platforms, no Commander mode. And there's Rush, which is suggested 24 players on the 360 and PS3, and 32 players on Xbox One, PS4, PC. Commander is also optional. Then you have Squad Deathmatch, which is designed for 20 players across all platforms, and has no Commander mode. Breathe.
Yeah, you should probably take a breath, Max.
We will have Toast read off the new Battlefield 4 maps, and because I need to take a breath.
According to the information that is provided from Battlefield.com, the maps that have been announced are going to be Siege of Shanghai, Parasol Storm, Zavid 311, which is apparently described as an old Soviet tank factory from the Cold War. Da, motherland. next one is Lankang Dam. Then Flood Zone, Rogue Transmission, Hainan Resort, Dawnbreaker, Operation Locker, and Golmond Railway.
So yeah, there's 10 maps that are launching with the game, and Battlefield decided to release all of the map names because a leaked document came out that had like all of the working titles for the other maps that weren't already announced. And so yeah, there's all these links and more stuff. Also, diving a little bit, Battlefield posted about the Commander mode and how they're introducing this new system of high-value targets in some game types, where if someone gets like a 6-kill streak or more, Commanders will have an option to use some of the resources and spot this guy on the mini-maps of all the players so that he becomes available on the map to be seen. But HVT, the person that is the HVT, they get bonus points when they are selected as an HVT, and they get more points for every kill that they get. So it gives them a benefit for being awesome. But it also says, hey, if this guy is camping and being a dick, kill him, kind of thing.
I like that.
Also, you can become there's only two commanders in each game, in the game types that allow one per team. And there's a section of, let me back up. To be commander, you have to be level 10 in the game, so you have to have some Battlefield experience. You can't just jump in. And also, because you have to be level 10, you can't just pick up a tablet and join in commander mode without having any Battlefield 4 experience at all. Battlefield 4's commander mode is accessible via online, via tablet apps, or if you're on a console, you can access it via your console as well. Also, there's a feature called Commander Mutinies, which comes back from Battlefield 2, where if the commander is not doing well, or people don't like him, or the commander's AFK, the squad leaders can vote to mutiny against the commander. And if that happens, a 2-minute period will happen where the commander has to step up his game, and the squad leaders vote after that 2 minutes again to see if they want to mutiny him. Like, maybe the commander was AFK for 2 minutes and he comes back and he's like, oh crap, I have 2 minutes to be awesome again or I get kicked out. And then, he's awesome and stuff like that. So there's a nice balance for commanders and for high value targets. I think the new mode is awesome. What do you think, Toast?
I definitely do like the commander system. I think it adds this new element to the game as a whole that I like. And I like the mutiny system.
Yeah.
Because if they didn't have that, I can see me being stuck with somebody who just doesn't know what they're doing or sucks ass or is simply just not actually trying. And it would just piss me off.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever play Battlefield 2 on PC?
I did not play Battlefield 2 on
the PC. Well, you missed out. It was pretty great. And that had Commander mode originally, which is why...
Well, you know what? You missed out, and you were pretty great.
You know...
Suck it.
Okay. This is why nobody listens to the podcast anymore, because you're mean to me. Like, man, he's mean. Max Augie's a great guy, and he's just being mean to him all the time.
Axe Doggy thinks he's a good guy, but he needs to forget about what he knows. He needs to forget about what he thinks he knows.
Do you know what this newscast is without me? It's nothing.
Well, actually, you could just bring it together yourself. But I put it in nice readable format. Okay, last bit of Battlefield 4 news, I promise. The new customization video showing how you can upgrade your weapon and unlocks and stuff released. And that's kind of cool, but what's really cool is that what's at the end of the video where they announced the tiered reloading system. So say you're firing your M4 and you run out of bullets, so you take out your magazine. Well, then another guy comes around the corner, so you switch to your pistol and you pop him and you drop him. And so you reload your pistol. When you go back to your M4, you already pulled out your magazine from before, so you don't have to pull your magazine out again and restart the reload all the way over. You just pick up a new magazine and put it in. And it works with RPGs. You fire an RPG, the missile on fires, you pull out the old RPG shell, and then you have to switch to your gun for some reason. You can shoot, but then when you go back to your RPG, the shell's already out, so you only have to put a new one in. And it's a tiered reloading system. And why haven't games been doing this for 9,000 years? Like, Armored, this is just awesome.
I hate that. That is stupid.
Ah, this is great. I love tiered reloading.
No, it's not great. It sounds great for the gamer, but it makes it completely unrealistic. If you have to switch to a different weapon and come back, you should be penalized.
I can't tell if you're trolling or just dumb.
I'm so not trolling. And here's the reason, because if you end up switching weapons, okay, and I get to come back and continue reloading in the middle of where I left off, okay?
Well, it's in tiers. It's not exactly where you left off. It's in tiers.
And even then, I don't understand why you wouldn't have to start from the beginning, because you have to start back all over anyway, because you switch weapons. That doesn't make any fucking sense. That doesn't make logical sense.
Yeah, you don't. I must have explained it wrong. I apologize.
Okay, then it might be that. I will take a look at the video.
Well, okay, you're firing your gun.
Okay.
You start to reload. You drop the clip on the ground because it's empty.
Okay.
You switch your gun to your pistol, and then you switch back to your M4. But there's no magazine in there anymore, so you don't have to pull it out again.
I thought you had meant something else. That makes way more sense.
Okay. There we go. I was like, is he really against this?
That makes so much more sense. Okay.
Apologies.
I thought you had meant something completely different, and I was like, what the fuck? That doesn't make sense.
But what do you think? I'm confused.
Like, example, like, say, I'm trying to think of, like, an example of, say you start popping the magazine out or whatever.
Yeah.
And your hand is so close to the weapon or whatever that you're, like, putting the clip in and you switch away. When you come back, your hand is in the exact same position.
Oh. No, it's in tiers. It's in tiers. It's not immediately where you left off.
There's stages
to reloading a weapon. So, like, if you put the magazine back in, but you hadn't cocked it yet, you would still, when you switch back, you would still have to cock the gun, and then you can fire.
That makes more sense.
There we go. Okay. Minor crisis averted. Holy crap. I was like, man, this guy is... Oh, okay. And then we have a metric ton of Steam news. And so in case you haven't heard, Valve announced 3 new announcements Monday, Wednesday, and Friday last week. And they first announced their Steam OS. Then they announced Steam Machines, which use that OS and not our little portable boxes for your living room. And then they announced their Steam Controller. And developers got their hands on it, and they're talking about it already. So Toast, have you heard anything about this? Do you have any opinions on what Valve has announced?
The machine will be interesting. I haven't checked out the control. In terms of watching this, I specifically avoided looking up all the news here because I don't want to think about.
Oh no, you broke
up. Has 3 days of announcement. Doesn't announce any fucking third games in series.
Well, I think we have, you know, a good benefit of Valve finally learning how to count to three, because I did say 3 announcements in 1 week, so maybe this will...
Yeah, I know. They're progressing.
So maybe they're, like, excited now that they've finally been able to learn how to count to three, that maybe they'll make a third installment of their really good game.
Of any of their games. Like, even with Team Fortress 2, yeah, they updated all the time and everything, but, I mean, a new one would be interesting at least.
Yeah.
New classes, some new maps, new game types, etc.
I don't think we'll see a Team Fortress 3 before we see any new installment in the Half-Life franchise.
Well, I'd hope not. I want the Half-Life 3 first.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, if I couldn't get that, I would settle for, like, a Team Fortress 3. Or a quote, and the reason I say quote-unquote is because it would have to, I prefer it if it were, like, a prequel type thing, like a Portal 3, so to speak.
Oh, okay.
That I would settle for. I would love a Portal game where you actually are back in Aperture with Cave Johnson. That would be, like,
the Cave best Johnson thing. Here. I sell insurance now for farmers. But yeah, so what do you think about Valve getting into the hardware market? Are they trying to, you know, defeat the consoles that are coming out
soon? I think they're going for full control. it'll be interesting. Like, I will put it this way. This first one, I don't know if I'm going to get, from what I've seen so far, it hasn't really wowed me. If they end up progressing, though, and continuing on this path, I can see them beating out the consoles.
Okay. Yeah, Microsoft has said that, you know, they have their eye on Valve now. They're seeing them as a competitor in their market. So that's good news for Valve, I guess, that they're being treated equally. But yeah, a little news that I forgot is down here. Steam's family sharing plan has officially entered beta, which was, of course, a Microsoft feature that they announced that is being praised by the internet because Valve is doing it, but because Microsoft announced it, it was complete and utter crap. Rage, rant, 5 minutes later, let's cut.
yeah, that'll totally be interesting. I think what we need to do is set up like a giant directory on the site. We need a section on the site where people can set things up to share.
Mm-hmm. That'd be nice.
Just saying.
The FC Salvation Army, but with Steam. That'd be cool. So, Toast, are you a college football fan at all?
I hate college football.
Do you like football at all?
I do like football. I hate college football, though.
Oh, well, I much prefer college football. But EA Sports will not be publishing a college football video game next year because of the NCAA dropping its licensing and then the Collegiate Licensing Corporation or company or whatever, and EA having to fight off a bunch of college athletes that say, hey, that's my likeness. I want money for it. And that brings up the whole debate of the NCAA not paying its players, but profiting great margins upon the usage of their likenesses and stuff like that. So that's a whole nother issue for a whole nother day. But it's big news because NCAA 14 was the last college football game that EA Sports will be publishing. There's a small chance it'll come back in the future, but it's not very big. So much like how college basketball no longer exists as a video game, looks like college football is no longer a thing either. Sad face.
I have a better idea. Instead of worrying about college football as a whole, let's fucking take control away from EA with their, you know, monopolizing on certain franchises so we can actually have some goddamn competition. We can get a decent game alternative to Madden. Just saying.
NFL 2K5, that first-person view was amazing. I love that game.
Yup.
Yeah.
Yup.
Like Ermerger, like, I did it like Mirror's Edge before Mirror's Edge did Mirror's Edge.
That was the best description of that I think I ever heard.
Yeah, it was really cool, and it was, like, brand new, and it was, like, first-person football. And it worked, too. That was a great part about it. Like, it wasn't just a gimmick. It worked.
It wasn't like a Backbreaker's really bad version.
All right, so let's move on to some Xbox news. The Xbox One demo tour has been outed. They're visiting Philadelphia, Paris, Toronto, Chicago, Vienna, Atlanta, Dallas, Berlin, Phoenix, San Francisco, Dublin, LA, and London. So if you want to know, if you're near any of those cities and you would like to check out the Xbox One before the Xbox One launches, you can click the link down below and find out where and when they will be coming to visit you. Yay! And then... Yay.
So, by the way, in case you guys didn't know, I'm going to be at every single one of the locations when they're there doing live coverage. So if you guys want to come out and join me, totally should.
Are you going to go to the LA one? Or are you just going to go to every single one of them?
No, I'm going to all of them. I'm actually going to hide away in the Microsoft van.
It's a truck. It has a Twitter account, in case you wanted to know.
Okay. That's the Twitter account, really?
Yeah, it does. I think it's like Xbox Tour Truck or something. I don't know. Some stupid like that.
No, I might go to the San Francisco one. I'm closest to that, so.
Okay. Then Microsoft has formed a Chinese console venture company because China is super closed off. If any American companies want to do any business there, they have to team up with a company in China in order to do that. Interesting fact. But there's some unconfirmed reports in the Chinese media that the Microsoft has joined with a Chinese company to create a new console based on Xbox technology called the Best Pad.
They messed up. That needs to be released in fucking Russia. Oh my god.
But yeah, so Microsoft is trying to get around the whole no consoles allowed in China thing. So they teamed up with a company in China, and they're going to be trying to make some new technology. And just for China. The Best Pad.
Oh, that's funny. Are they going to have their own games for the Best Pad, or are they going to be able
to import no idea. Games
from elsewhere?
Well, there's a lot of companies in China that do make video games, like PC games. So I imagine if a console came out, it'd be a good way for Microsoft to make more money. Because Microsoft needs money, I guess.
Oh, yep, totally.
Yep.
Their fucking original CEO left the company to go be a fucking philanthropist. Because yep. They need money.
Yeah, well, then CEO Steve Ballmer, at their most recent Microsoft corporate event, he did his farewell speech because he's retiring within the next year until once Microsoft finds a replacement for him. And we talked about that, I think, in the very first or second newscast.
I think it was the first one.
Yeah. So, gives you nice, whatchamacallit. Gives you a nice incentive to go back and listen to old podcasts, because they're great. Yeah. So, Toast, I'll have you take this next one, and I'll talk about it a little bit more.
Dun-na-na-na-na-na. Dun-na-na-na-na-na. No, this has actually nothing to do with Mario. The Xbox One actually has a Twitter-like follower system, and the new gamer picks have been revealed, so go ahead and check out the link below to check out those picks, and check out the details on their follower system.
And those picks are in 1080p resolution. Wow.
What?
Awesome. Yeah, gamer picks will be like your background type header thing, and they're in 1080p. And Xbox One is a Twitter-like following system, so you could follow players, like you could follow Jack Patillo, or like the Rooster Teeth crew, so you can get their updates and videos that they release, and comments that they make, and you can follow them. You don't have to be with their friends, though, because, you know.
So now there's even another medium for people in FC to stalk me.
Because that's exactly what everyone wants to do.
Hey, man, I already have a cult following. Do you have a cult following?
Yeah, I have a cult following. I have like 30 top followers on the FC Twitter, and then I have
and
like
how many
60 followers on my personal Twitter. And then I have like 95 friends on Xbox Live. And then I have 30 followers on my YouTube channel at MaxDoggyGaming, which can be accessed at youtube.com/MadMaxDog1.
Yeah, but how many of them would fight for you tooth and nail like my followers would? Didn't think so.
I don't pay them in steroids like you do.
I don't pay them in steroids. Oh, that'd be awesome. I can just imagine, like, Adrian being, like, a disroided up guy that just comes in and starts kicking shit over.
This is my house!
Oh, okay. God. The Xbox One gameplay vid sharing is going to be coming to YouTube and Facebook in 2014, apparently.
So, yeah, that's not at launch, which is what they were hoping for. So the only way you'll be able to share your videos that you create via the sharing feature on the Xbox One, they'll only be on that Twitter-like following system and for your friends, your 1,000 friends, and your favorites to see. So unless you have a game-capturing device, like an Elgato, which I'll be getting hopefully by this next Friday, yay, you won't be able to share that externally outside of the Microsoft ecosystem. And right now,
so there would be no way to, for example, port the video out of the Xbox via a removable device and then put it into, for example, your computer.
It doesn't seem that way. Not that they have announced.
Into testing.
So, yeah, for all you people who are hoping to start your gaming channel right when the Xbox One comes out, sucks to be you, quite honestly.
Well, Kaz and I had to wait anyway because we have to wait on him getting the Xbox One. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Also, a story that we talked about a little bit on my gaming channel, because I have a Facebook, at facebook.com/maxdoggygaming. Follow me, like it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Shameless Self Plugs is my middle name. Microsoft.
I thought your middle name was Jew Boy. I don't know.
that's Spartan BH.
Well, yeah, no, I know.
he is the FC Jew. He's got that title unlocked. The Microsoft has showed Halo 4 running on a PC and then streaming onto a Windows phone, because Microsoft has technology and they can do whatever the hell they want. But yeah, The Verge is reporting, saying that the service was demoed on a Windows phone with an Xbox 360 controller attached and a low-end PC running Halo 4.
Officials, a low-end PC?
Yeah. Officials referred to the unnamed cloud service, which is reportedly powered by Microsoft's Azure platform, as a prototype. So Microsoft is currently trying to get backwards compatibility to work on PC and Windows Phone, and hopefully going to transfer that to the Xbox One. It's cool. And they're going to try to copy Sony's Gaikai service. So that's also planning to launch in 2014. And Microsoft is looking at backwards compatibility to also launch in 2014 from rumors and rumors, because Microsoft doesn't comment on rumors. This is all just hearsay.
So, Max, I have a question for you.
I'm not sure if I want to answer it, because
Are you feeling a little fat?
I am not particularly feeling fat right now. Why do you ask?
Well, in case anybody's feeling a little fat, there's going to be subscription-based Xbox One fitness apps.
Oh, yeah. But that leaked on Xbox.com, and now it's an official thing because it leaked. So there's all these, like, personal trainers and stuff, like the guy who did P90X and, like, the Insanity
P90X
guy.
Oh.
The guy that did Insanity and a couple other people. There's going to be a subscription-based Xbox One fitness app. And for everyone that has an Xbox Live Gold service, you get the fitness app free for 1 year, but then you have to buy it or stuff like that afterwards. So, yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah. So, Max, how many women have you ever met on Xbox Live?
Probably about 6.
And how many men have you ever met?
Over 9,000.
Well, then, apparently, I don't feel like these numbers match up, but according to Microsoft, almost 40% of the Xbox Live audience in the U.S. is female.
And they put quotations in the audience, which means it's not necessarily people that play it on a regular basis, but maybe people that have accounts for some reason or another. I don't know. But yeah, that's a stat that Microsoft revealed. So apparently there are more gaming females out there than we have previously thought.
So, I wonder how many of them are fat and look like men.
You mean fat and look like you?
Well, I guess because I'm a man that those statements are equivalent, but okay.
Yeah, I was trying to make it burn, but then I realized that I messed up, so I just aborted the mission there.
Yeah. Funny story, though, guys. I have been confused for a woman before, and I've also been confused for a lesbian before.
That's just awkward. Like, that sounds like a personal problem.
If you have long hair as a guy and you don't have facial hair, people will occasionally refer to you as a woman, despite you not looking like a chick at all. And also a lesbian if you're laying with your girlfriend in the park. Interestingly enough, though, that stopped for the most part after I grew out my facial hair and got a beard, but I did get it since then once, and that was awkward.
So this awkward personal story has been brought to you by the FC Newscast.
Note, the FC Newscast does not condone calling men women.
There's actually a story that came out of the European Gaming Expo, I forget what it's called, Euro Game Expo, that there was a transgendered female, so it was a guy who was a transgender female, that was apparently heckled by someone that Eurogamer hired for the Microsoft event, like to get the crowd like rowdy and like all riled up for awesomeness. Well, this comedian apparently is from the UK. He, like, referred to the transgender female as, like, a he and an it, like, repeatedly. And so she is trying to get legal action against the Eurogamer Expo. So that's a little tidbit there of information. Don't call transgendered females things other than females, because they will get mad and they will blow up on you on Twitter.
And also, don't call Toast transgendered like Max seems to be implying, because he will fly all the way to Michigan and kick someone's ass.
The FC newscast does not condone spending vast amounts of money to travel cross-country and to hurt innocent individuals.
Oh, God. I would never do that, Max.
Because you don't have the money, right?
No, it's because I love you too much.
That's awkward. Also, so back to gaming news after that tangent. The first ever direct feed gameplay footage of Forza Motorsport 5 has been released. So basically that means it's video pulled straight from Forza Motorsport 5. And it doesn't look as good as I thought it would, even though it's running 60 frames per second in 1080p. So I'm kind of disappointed by that. Just a little bit.
Max wants the D.
That's not what I was talking about. Microsoft doesn't expect indie launches on Xbox One until early 2014, so while like 10 of the PlayStation 3's initial launch titles... Echo!
I apologize to everyone for that. What the fuck is going on with equipment? Please stay tuned! Beep!
Beep!
Max, try talking.
I'm talking, because this is me talking.
It's working.
Everything's working now, yay!
Stopped registering my headphones. What the fuck, Skype?
So we can have nice things. Okay, Microsoft doesn't expect indie launches on Xbox One until early 2014. So unlike the PlayStation 4, which will have like 10 of its launch titles being indie titles, Microsoft doesn't expect indie launches until early 2014 because they are currently in the process of sending out developer units to all the indie developers that want one. So yay! If you care about indie games, you get to wait. If you're an Xbox 360 and Xbox One guy. So, after that Xbox segment, we shall move into general news, and we'll start with GTA Online. GTA Online comes out October 1st, which is also the same day the Battlefield 4 beta comes out, and the GTA Online will feature microtransactions, and they are warning that the launch will have growing pains as people use the servers and use the game and stuff and stuff and stuff. Microtransactions will be in the way of purchasing in-game currency. In the world of GTA Online, money is worth a lot more than it does in the single-player campaign. So like $150,000 in GTA Online is probably the equivalent to like $500,000, $600,000 in the single-player mode. So there will be microtransactions so you can purchase more content. And it's not like pay to win, it's pay to get more stuff to have and wear and drive, I guess, is the way that they're explaining it.
Oh, pay to win.
Well, it doesn't directly affect gameplay. Like, well, it does, but it doesn't. Like, you can buy a better house or a better car and, like, pay for insurance and stuff like that. So that your car, if you lose it or get stolen, you'll still have it afterwards. Kind of stuff like that.
Into dusting.
And then we're moving on to some Watch Dogs news, which is a different version of GTA. Watch Dogs will run at 30 frames per second on the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4. And it's not stated that the resolution that it runs in, like if it's true 1080p type stuff, are not just upscaled to it like some other games are currently being announced as. So if you wanted 60 frames per second and you want to play Watch Dogs, screw you, you suck, you don't get that. Also, Watch Dogs for Xbox 360 comes on two discs and requires a mandatory install, a la GTA 5. So, Toast, I believe we've already talked about this, but will you be getting Watch Dogs?
I don't know if I want to get it at launch. I don't know if I will be. Due to money reasons, I have to be very, very choosy about which games I decide to get at launch. I'm not sure if Watch Dogs is going to be there because I don't know about replayability.
Okie dokie, Smokey. Also, we're going to move into some very sad news, and it's an updated story by Kotaku about how LucasArts fell apart, and this comes after some new details about Star Wars 1313 came out, which is just supposed to be about typical bounty hunter and the level 1313 of Coruscant. But it was revealed that that bounty hunter was actually young Boba Fett. And so there's a lot of details, and it's a really long read, but it's a really, really good read of how LucasArts fell apart. So basically, you can attribute LucasArts' failing to George Lucas changing his mind and destroying things, the upper management being a bunch of jerks, and having like six presidents in like 3 years at the company, and also Disney purchasing them and then saying, you guys did good work, but we're not going to use that because it's too much risk. So even though there's probably three games that LucasArts had made that were 80% complete or more, and they won't ever get released. And that just pisses me off. Because, like, 1313 was, like, Star Wars plus Uncharted, and it was going to be awesome.
Star Wars 1313 was something that I was looking forward to. In terms of all the other Star Wars games,
Well, they had a Facebook game that was kind of like Farmville. That was complete, but it got canceled as it was going through the authentication process of getting posted because LucasArts upper management are a bunch of dicks, apparently. And they had another mobile game type thing. And then they had Star Wars First Assault, which is going to be an arcade release title that was going to just be foot soldier type Battlefront 3. But it was going to be an arcade title, and it was going to help fund and be like a beta test for Battlefront 3 overall. So all of those, two of those games were basically complete, and then First Assault was like 80% complete, but then they just got canned entirely. And so like 7 years worth of work between all of those games just went out the window, and it just makes me mad, and I want to punch something.
Max seems a little upset.
Read the story. It's really informative. It's really awesome. It's a really, 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 really good read. And it makes you want to punch George Lucas even more than you already wanted to punch him for the prequels.
I sense, but angry. I actually don't want to punch him for the sequels. I want to punch him for other things.
The prequels, you mean?
Not the prequels. Huh. I, unlike other people, I actually find the prequels more entertaining than the original trilogy.
Huh.
On the sole purpose, I get into a huge debate here. And I debated this so many times, even funny. While I will admit that Luke is a better character than Anakin, in that he is more well-rounded, Anakin is much more fun to watch, in my mind.
More fun to watch because he's a crappy actor?
No, because I found his character much more relatable to begin with, and I found his character much more entertaining. Luke, to be completely honest, is a whiny bitch almost all the time. Now, that starts to change a bit at the end, but when one of your first interactions with him is, oh, but I want to talk, she's late to pick up some power converters. It's like, shut the fuck up. I don't want you anymore, you bitch.
Also, bitch. Some more interesting news. Originally, because it's the 30th anniversary of, I think Return of the Jedi came out, was just recently. At the end of the movie, where, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched Star Wars, where Darth Vader dies. Luke originally, in the original script, one of the script versions, Luke Skywalker was supposed to take Vader's mask off and then put it on himself and repeat the cycle of there being a Darth Vader, father like son kind of deal. And because this was kind of George Lucas thought it was too dark, and also I couldn't sell toys on this if I kill off everyone that I love. There was a line where Luke was supposed to say, now I will be Darth Vader, and I will destroy the fleet and become the ruler of the universe.
But that ends up happening, I mean, kind of in a nutshell anyway. Luke ends up turning to the dark side later on, past the events of the end of that movie.
Yeah, but it's just, it's how was originally supposed to, originally I was supposed to just become Darth Vader outright from that point. That's weird.
I guess. See, that would have been a little lame, to be honest, because it wouldn't have fit his character all the way up until that point.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, in case you guys are surprised, but Luke go to the dark side, yeah, he's gone, just, it's not in the movies, so. hate to burst your bubble.
Termagerd. Okay, so moving on. Rod Ferguson, formerly of Epic and Irrational, is setting up a new two-game studio in the Bay Area, and they may hire a talent from LucasArts, because that's where LucasArts was located, which is in the Bay Area. So, like, over 200 people got laid off from LucasArts when that whole thing went down. And so hopefully Rod Ferguson picks some of those guys up, and maybe they'll, you know, make awesome games. But I don't know. That's what remains to be seen.
Yeah. Also, something that I very, very much care about, South Park, The Stick of Destiny, or The Stick of Truth, rather, finally has a release date on December 10th. I am so looking forward to that game.
I've never watched a full episode of South Park.
Okay, so in case you guys didn't know, I'm looking for a new co-host. send in your applications in this week's listener mail.
Poop on you, good sir. Poop on you. Okay. New Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag trailer features infamous pirates, so Blackbeard and the like. There is a new trailer. It's a character trailer, and it features the voice of Edward Kenway narrating, and it's really cool. And it makes me more excited for the game than I thought I was going to be. And it's one of the games I will be getting at launch. Mm. Are you there? So Steve broke up for a quick minute.
Oh, nothing. I was just muttering under my breath.
Roger Dodger.
Because fuck AC4. Fuck Ubisoft. Ruining my series.
Speaking of things that are ruining things, microtransactions. The new Ace Combat video game will have free single-player modes. But it's multiplayer, well, let's just say it has microtransactions. So to play multiplayer, you will have to pay for specific planes and specific maps and specific modes. And I think it's coming out only on PS3, I don't recall, or on PS4. But the new Ace Combat will have a free single player, but it's multiplayer, you will have to pay to actually play it. So I guess it's better than paying $60 for a crappy game, but
yeah.
Hey, whatever floats your boat. Speaking of games that aren't crappy, Metal Gear Solid 5 Introduction has been posted online, and you can hear Kiefer Sutherland and Snake in it. So it's basically the introduction to the Ground Zeroes, I think is what it's called.
It doesn't matter what it's an introduction to. It has fucking Kiefer Sutherland, so everyone needs to go listen.
But it's not the original Solid Snake, though. They got rid of him.
Yeah, jerks. I know. And it's even better because now it's Kiefer Sutherland. I love Kiefer Sutherland with a passion. It's so awesome.
Toast, do you watch or like or play World of Warcraft?
I actually was never a big fan of the way in which World of Warcraft was set up.
So I asked that question. I never really got into it. I never played it at all. Colin Farrell has been offered the film lead of World of Warcraft. So, in the World of Warcraft movie, Colin Farrell could be the lead in some universe where that exists. And that photo, completely unrelated discussions are happening in our comment section on our Skype window. And that photo you just posted, the hell? Why do you have that?
It was posted in the Blue Officer chat, and I had to click on it to look.
Is that Blackhawk?
No, they were saying that it's Wolfpack. Oh my god. Just so you guys get some kind of context, I'm going to include this image in a spoiler below.
That photo makes... Okay, that was just out of left field. Okay, let's run this segment out here. PlayStation 4 news. Naughty Dog has debuted a new alternate ending to The Last of Us. I haven't played The Last of Us, so if you spoil it, I will shoot you.
Here, I will spoil it real quick. It's a game where you move a bunch of ladders around and climb ladders all day.
Fun stories. So if you want a new alternate ending, there is that available. And also some new UI images of the PS4 user experience will have been released, showing some video editing and live streaming scenes and more. It looks decent. It doesn't look amazing or revolutionary. It looks a lot like what Xbox is doing the past couple of years and what they're doing in the future. So I guess, fun stuff and things if you're a PlayStation 4 person. Cough, cough, Raz. So.
Actually, Raz bought a 360 again.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that. He was playing GTA 5 yesterday.
Yep.
That was pretty interesting.
And he actually, speaking of which, he sent me a message asking for some live codes from the Salvation Army, but I don't have any of them. Gunny does, so.
Yeah, Gunny, who's got a girlfriend and doesn't show up for anything anymore. Yeah, Gunny. That was a good thing he stopped doing the podcast, like he told you in advance, because he has no life anymore, and he doesn't appear on Xbox hardly ever. It's a sad story.
Oh.
Makes me want to cry. But yeah.
That makes you want to cry? Oh, boy.
Gunny not being there for me and for our Legacy Squad. He's a CEO, man. I feel like every episode, I've done a fake cry in it. I just need to stop. That's just not...
Let's just stop. Let's just now.
That's
just
so
now.
Metrosexual. Okay. Okay, we're going
to
do the question.
So, our question to go out to everyone this week is, are you Team iPhone or Team Android? Or possibly even Team Windows Phone?
LOL, Team Windows Phone. I personally am Team Android all the way, because I like customizability and not having the man tell me what I can and can't do with my phone. So, I can hack my phone, and it's legal, and it's allowed, and I can put whatever the hell I want on my phone. And customization options are amazing, and it's backed by Google. So we have Google Maps, not Apple Maps, which drive you into airport runways in Alaska. That's an interesting story. Yeah, apparently if you're trying to go to an airport in Alaska, it would direct you onto a runway to cross the street in front of two different runways. So you can get to like the terminal where the planes sit. And like apparently like three people have done that. And so they had to like completely block the road off. Because it was just supposed to be used for, like, pilots and stuff. But apparently Apple Maps said, take this route, because everyone else does. And I think three people drove across a runway with planes coming by, like, and not realizing, hey, this is probably wrong. You know, there's planes on this road, huh?
My phone told me it was true. I have to believe it.
Silly Apple Maps. But yeah, if you're Team Windows Phone, LOL. If you're Team iPhone, sucks to be you. Team Android for the win. What about you, Toast?
I'm also Team Android. However, if Team Windows Phone gets fucking Cortana...
Oh, it's just codenamed Cortana. It's not necessarily Jen Taylor as Cortana.
I know. That's why I said if they get Cortana.
Well, that's a statement. It's confusing to our viewers because it's known as Cortana. It's a codename, but Cortana is also a person. But yeah.
If.
Stuff and things. So, yeah. Tell us if you're a Team iPhone, Team Android, Team Windows Phone, or if you have a Crackberry still and you're dumb because...
Crackberry?
Yeah. Because that company's dying. It's, like, dead now. They tried like, to reboot their system and their phones, and it didn't work. And it just sucked. Yeah. So they're, like, dead now. So there's only really three people, but there's only really two people because Windows Phone doesn't really count with its 6% market share.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting note. If Windows and Microsoft will buy your old, gently used iPhones for upwards of $200, and they will buy your old iPads, and they will give you in-store credit to the Microsoft store, so in theory you buy more of their stuff. But yeah, if you need to get rid of like your old iPhone 4, because you just upgraded to the 5S, or the 5C, C, color, you can, you know, potentially get some money from the Microsoft store, and then you can put that towards an Xbox One or Xbox One video games, or if you wanted to get a Windows phone or a Surface. That's a thing. I won't include that link because you will have to Google or Bing it. LOL.
Fuck Bing.
I actually use Bing. I think for the broad topics, gets me better results. And also, by using Bing, I earn Microsoft points, well, Microsoft dollars now or whatever. But yeah.
You get Microsoft dollars if you use Bing?
Yeah. There's a reward system, and so like you can get up to like 15 points a day by searching, and it costs like 360 points to get $3 of Microsoft currency. So just by using Bing.
Are you shitting me? Oh my god.
I will send you a link, and then I will get bonus points for sending you that link. Actually, this is a link that I will post because I want all the referrals. But yeah, I've gotten probably like 2,000 Microsoft points just by using Bing for the past year.
So, oh my god. Oh my god.
I will post that link, and Toast will post that for you.
Yes, I will. All the things.
Yeah, give me points.
All the Microsoft points are belong to us.
Exactly. All right, so I will let you do with the end discussion type thing while I
go the get discussion the link. Is as it has been for the past while. Send us stuff for the podcast, or I'm just gonna give it to Jumanji. Now, yes, we haven't really set an end date, but you should send it in as soon as possible. I'm sorry if you feel like things are being delayed, Jumanji, but I think you can see why we want some kind of competition. Explain it again, I guess, in case you guys are wondering. Just make us a podcast or newscast image or audio for us to use, so we can have it on the show, send it in, submit it via listener mail, and you have the potential to win 800 Microsoft points and or Microsoft dollar equivalents. So,
yay! Clap, clap, clap.
Fap, fap, fap. I think that's pretty much it. Unless Max has any final news things that just popped into his cranium.
Toast is a fat transgender female.
To end this out, guys, go ahead and send me your, what do you call it?
Listener mail co-host entries.
along with your listener mail, and we will come back to you next week. From everybody here at the FC Newscast, always remember to stay classy.
And at least my name isn't insert superhero name here, LOL.